The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
One of the teachings that the Holy Quran has for us, we've repeatedly mentioned, but we need to repeatedly mention again and again and remind ourselves, remind each other, is what compares two groups of believers. Comparison between these two groups, strong believers rather, and weak believers, which is really what the comparison is. And that is important, but from it we understand something that helps us become those. It's clear, it's discussing the battle of Ahzab. That's one of the central themes of the chapter. And it is because of that theme that the chapter is titled Al-Ahzab, because of the battle of Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how difficult this is. The two groups of believers, one are the weak believers, and the munafiqun, the people who didn't really believe at all, they just acted as though they believed. They said, Ya ahla Yathrib, la muqama lakum. O people of Medina, which at that time the name of the city was Yathrib, there's no place for you to stay. You need to run. You need to get out of here. You're done for, and so on and so forth. All of that was being mentioned. That's one group. And then one of the important descriptions of those people is وَيَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. They started having ill thoughts of Allah. They started having suspicion towards all God's promise. God said, I'm going to assist this religion. This religion is going to prevail. They'd heard that. Now this is a situation, from what they can see, they're outnumbered. All the tribes have come together. These are only a couple of, only two small tribes together, Aus and Khazraj, the people of Yathrib, the Ansar. And then bits and pieces, a few from this tribe, a few. No real tribe has joined the Prophet yet. It's just a few people from this tribe, a few people from that tribe. The total number is also a small number. So all the mushrikeen, all the others, which form the majority of Arabia, and the Jews that were the stronger ones outside of Medina compared to those inside Medina, all of them had joined hands to fight the Prophet. So they're thinking, oh, obviously from the appearance of it, they're losers. There's no way they're going to win this. But God had promised they're going to win. All those promises that God had made are coming now, but instead of them saying, well, God promised, inshallah, we'll overcome and we'll defeat them because God promised it, they started saying, oh, we're done for. And all those promises were lies. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. That's how the weak believers and the munafiqeen are described. Then when the good believers, the ones who look up to the Prophet, then it says, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ. Go read the whole, those beginning chapters before it enters a different subject. This part of the chapter that deals with this battle, we'll read the whole series of verses. It gets to this, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ. It's the same scene. One were the weak believers. They heard the Ahzab coming. They behaved in that way. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. They started saying the whole thing was, we were lied to, we were deceived, we're done for, we shouldn't have followed the Prophet, he's not a Prophet. All those thoughts started coming to them, and they started going by them. They started regretting doing what they had done. They started regretting following the Prophet. And then, and in the same scene, the believers who saw the Ahzab, these enemies coming, what did they do? How did they behave? لَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. They said, this is actually also a promise that God had made. The enemies coming was a promise that God and the Prophet had made. Instead of seeing the enemies and only remembering that they're going to be good and God's going to protect them, and forget about everything else, and now they're worried for their own lives and their livelihoods and their belongings and their families and so on and so forth, and that causing them to forget everything and now say, why do we do this? The believers look at it like, oh, this was actually the prophet said that God has promised if you're doing the right thing, enemies are going to try to hunt you down. Yeah, we fought two battles before this, but they're going to come again and again and again. That's what God promised. And so when they see the enemies, they feel more faith because they see that as a confirmation of this religion being from God. Because God said, you continue, enemies are going to come. Oh, enemies came, that promise is true. Therefore, our belief and faith in this religion being a religion from God is stronger now. Now, that's the comparison. The part that we want to discuss is this. Look, brothers, sisters, if you are following the path of the Prophet, the path of Ali ibn Abi Talib, which is the path of the Prophet, the path of Imam al-Husayn, which is the path of the Prophet, the path of the 12th Imam, which is the path of the Prophet, if you are following that, then it's a, based on this verse, it is a divine promise that the enemies will come to hunt you down. You don't like it, don't join it. You want to join it? No, it's a promise. It's not only the promises of I will help you and all of those are promises as well. But this is also in the Quran, it is stated very clearly. This is a divine promise. You will be attacked by the enemies of Islam. Don't be oblivious to this fact. Don't think it's not for you. Any believer, if they're following this path, it is for them. When the enemies come to your doors and knock on your doors and try to frighten you, you have a choice of being of the first group of believers, like, oh my God, what do I do? Why did I do this? Why did I join this path? Why did I listen to this sheikh? Well, this sheikh doesn't have anything to say from himself, if that is the sheikh or a sheikh, one of the ones who say the message of the Quran. All these thoughts go, well, why did I follow this? Was it in the Quran or was it not? All these thoughts are going to come. You have a choice of being that group of believers, or you can have the choice of being the group of believers and said, oh, it was said, I heard somewhere the Quran said that these enemies are going to come. So alhamdulillah, that means we're on the right path here. If they come, a good believer would look at that incident, look at that event and say, this is a confirmation of God's promise, of God's teachings, and I am more firm that this is the path of God. Because once you confirm that and you stay on that path, then there are other promises. Even in the context of the Battle of Ahzab, when they started that battle, it was this, oh my God, what are we going to do? This, that, the other. But a month went by. The most difficult battle of the Prophet ended with the least number of casualties on the Prophet's side. And on both sides. Okay, there was less fighting. And least on the side of the Prophet. I don't know. I haven't had a thorough, complete, but everything I have read about the Battle of Ahzab suggests that Amr ibn Abdawud crossed the trench to have a battle, defeat some people, get others to cross. That was the end of the battle. But he came over, instead of him killing others, Ali ibn Abi Talib finished the battle, and that was the end of the battle. The rest of them left. The only casualty is from the other side. No casualties on the Muslim side. Aren't the other promises true? Because of the believers being steadfast, continuing on the path, the other promises are there too. Yes, God said, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. God will most definitely assist those who assist him. That came true. That's very clear. Yes, it happened.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شفيع شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل